Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the one and only and wonderful Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie, how are you?
Good, Ben. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so good. I found myself another villain. Ah, yes. Diana. So, are you excited to talk some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills today, Ronnie?
I sure am. It's a very dramatic episode, guys. Everyone's in their feels today.
Yeah, everyone's in big feels. This is a Crappens on Demand episode, which means that if you go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens and you support us at the Crappens on Demand level, you can watch us do this recap. If you're really lucky, Bueller will hop up on the sofa behind Ronnie's head. That's
he's
always
mad
the joy.
At me. He won't be in here today.
Oh, I don't think he'll be back. I guarantee. But
so I'll have a chip in my hand. I wouldn't give him a chip earlier. Now he's like, well, we'll see if I talk to you ever again. So he's off somewhere moping about a chip.
Well, Bueller better get over it. Okay. So we do two of these videos a week. The other one we did was for Below Deck Sailing Yacht. We also advertised that we were doing one for the Southern Charm trailer breakdown, but that's a lie because I forgot to turn the camera on. So sorry about that. But speaking of that, that is our bonus episode for this week. So if it's not up already, it will be up soon enough. And you get the bonus episode when you do Crappens on Demand. So and you also get the Discord community, which is wonderful. Hi, all the people, everyone on Discord. Hope you're all doing well. So that's the that's all the fun stuff you get on Patreon, and no need to belabor it. Let's just move on. Let's move on to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Fresh Pellegrino cracking open. Sorry for the additional
fresh
noise.
Danny Pellegrino. Also, I do want to mention that we have a very special episode later this week, which is we have a crossover with the Lady Gang, who I'm sure you've heard of. If you haven't, go check out their podcast. We actually were guests on their show this week as well. But they're wonderful and they're so fun. So come be sure to listen to that one on Friday. And a lot of people have asking, when are you guys going to finally air that New Jersey episode you guys did where Dolores called in? That's going to be on Monday. So a lot of fun stuff on the schedule. But for right now, Beverly Hills, that's our third episode of the season. Very, very funny episode to me. I was laughing quite a bit. Did you like it, Ronnie?
I sure did. I love Beverly Hills. I always laugh at Beverly Hills until the end of the season when I'm furious. But yeah, I was still laughing. I love the ability of everybody on this show to make everything about themselves. Like every single, even Dorit at one point, I was like, oh, Dorit, it's not about you. And it was about her. Like the storyline is literally about her. And I was like, oh God, give me a break, Dorit. And I was like, oh no, it's actually her storyline. So she's allowed.
And by the way, I just want to congratulate everyone who watched for making it through. I know we all had to sit through a Teddy Mellencamp cameo. So, you know, we all deserve a little round of applause for making it through that. So
that was rough. Congrats. Teddy's rough. Thirsty cameo coming in with hair like Kyle and a top like Rinna. It was sad. And like taking video the whole time for her Insta. I was like, oh, the thirst.
Poor Teddy. So with that being said, we open up at Crystal's house with a close-up of a tea towel. It's one of those joke tea towels where it says, I'm not bossy, I just have better ideas.
I love tea towels that aren't really jokes. And that's one of them, you know? Like, I have one that says, get the fuck out of my kitchen. Not a joke. But people are like, oh my God, what a funny towel. I'm like, no, really. Get the fuck out of my kitchen. Get out. Like, I don't need you here, you know? I love a truthful towel.
My only tea towel that has a joke on it, our friend Amanda gave me, but I can't remember the joke. It's something about Brie. Always Brie my baby or something like that. I don't know. But I appreciate it nonetheless.
Always Brie my baby.
No, I don't think that's what it was, but it says something about Brie.
That's a terrible towel.
The towel has some issues. we're enlisting the towel in therapy.
Ma'am, social services here. I'm sorry to stop by, but we heard you're asking people to Brie your baby. So
the towel gets like pulled out of the house with its curlers in it. It's like, no, no, no. There's going to be a mess at lunch. I need to be there.
So Crystal is getting ready with Lucy to have people over. They're putting crackers and cheese. You know, a lot of shit people aren't going to eat. And Lucy's like, blue cheese stinks. I'm like, yes, Lucy, there's another towel. The towels by Lucy. This truth towels.
A nice cottage industry for Lucy, making tea towels. So Dorit walks in. And she's like, hello, my darling, I let myself in, which I thought was sort of a curious twist in her storyline, sort of an ironic moment for Dorit, letting herself in. So she's there, and then all the girls are arriving. You're shaking your head.
I'm shaking my head because it's true. I'm shaking my head in that, damn. But also, like, yeah, you don't want to do that. Also, something you would never do in Texas, by the way, just walk into somebody's house. We don't work the same way here. Okay? You'll be dead. So people start arriving, and Garcelle comes, and Crystal is wearing, you know, Crystal's fashion is very, like, pre... what's the Catholic thing where you... It's like a bar mitzvah, but for Catholic people.
A confessional? No. Confirmation? No.
Yeah, it's like I had confirmation. We were Episcopalian.
No, it's the when you go
catechism.
My friend was supposed to have one for her nephew last week, and it got canceled. It's gonna be the wafers. You know, you get the dress, and it's your communion. The answer is communion.
No, not communion. Communion is what you take every week.
I'm Jewish. I can only do so much for you.
It's not a quinceañera. Oh my God, people are hitting their steering wheels right now. I'm so sorry, guys. I should know that. It's not catechism, right?
A Purim spiel.
Yeah, whatever. But that's like a kid's ceremony. Let's just say that. Like a kid's
baptism?
No, that's when you're a baby. Well, it doesn't have to be when you're a baby.
Is it a bris? Is the answer a bris?
Basically, Crystal's fashion would fit in on any 12-year-old at any one of those events.
Is it merely just a screening of doubt?
Doubt. Take your 12-year-old to Doubt Day.
I have so many doubts.
Crystal, yeah, she dresses like a little girl, in other words. And Garcelle's like, you don't have to wear a baby doll dress for us to realize how young you are. I mean, it just makes her look like she's 12. I want to give her a lollipop.
Meanwhile, all of a sudden, there's hammering outside. It's like Lisa Rinna out there, probably trying to build something to rival Kathy Hilton's closet. So I apologize.
Probably everyone Adrienne hearing Maloof hammering. Just getting something done on her face. At this point, they're just chiseling bone.
I'm sorry for everyone hearing the hammering. There's nothing I can do about it. This is construction. So Kyle is like, oh, Garcelle, was Kathy on your show today? And Garcelle's like, yes. And they're all like, oh.
Oh, ooh, you're sick, Kathy. Everybody gasped. Everyone's so fake on this show. Was she on your show? Yes. She was. Oh, my God, your show. She was on your show. Kathy was on your show today. Yes, extras from Oklahoma. Yes. So we see a clip of the show. And Kathy looks slightly confused, like always. Like, what am I doing here? Like, she just, like, she's in a deli, but she doesn't remember being in the deli. But somebody hands her a turkey sandwich, and she just looks at it like.
It's like she thought she was going to an Adele concert, but she wound up in a deli instead. And she's, like, confused and trying to piece it together.
They do both have turkey sandwiches at them. Right? Is that in my head?
So so Garcelle's like on the show, we see a flashback. She's like, so you're planning Paris's wedding, how's that going? She goes, oh yeah, did you RSVP for Friday and Saturday night? She goes, I didn't get an invite to the wedding. I got an invite to the shower, Kathy. And she's like, oh okay, I gotta check with everybody because a lot of people are not getting their invitations to Friday and Saturday, which lies. Everyone always says that it's lies. Okay, people get their invitations.
Kathy's just too rich to know whether the lady got the invitations out or not. So yeah. Then we come back, and who's coming? We're Sutton, guys. We're Sutton. And Kyle's like, Sutton left town. I was just with her. She's starting a cashmere line, guys. So she's not here. And then we see Erica's like pissed off face, and we just get an Erica. And I'd like to think all those S's at the end of the T stand for slander. Don't worry, I won't do it all day. So that was slander. My one slander for the day. Okay,
you can do it as much as you want, Ronnie. You slander it up. Okay, I'll join you.
So Kyle is making everybody go to La Quinta a fucking game. So we always have to go to La Quinta now to celebrate something, Kyle. And this one is another store. It's called Kyle and Poor Ass Put Upon Shahida, too.
Poor Shahida.
Poor Shahida.
Poor Shahida.
Kyle by Shahida, who actually does all the work, too, is what this store should be called, as we see.
Kyle does no work by Shahida. Yeah, Kyle has been trying to make La Quinta happen. It is no Bluestone Manor. It's not even Ramona's mansion. Okay, it's not... If there were another notable, it's not even the Gorgas Beach House. It's just a big house with cold tile. Okay, so
beige tile,
beige brown. Like there was one season where the house looked amazing. They had like a night party there and it was open and it was like, oh, this is beautiful. But ever since then, I'm like, nah.
It's a beige house where a lot of salmon is cooked poorly. Okay, that's what's happening there. So Kyle's making sure everyone's going to come, and Rena goes, yeah, you're opening another store. Another one.
And then Kyle goes, I'm sorry. Kyle goes, she goes, hey, guys, have you heard our voicemail today? I don't know why she said our voicemail. I don't know if they have like a communal voicemail or something like that.
She took the voicemail and she put it in their group chat. That's what it sounds like.
She goes, it'll make you cry. And then she plays this voicemail from Dorit crying, saying like, I'm having a bad morning, Kyle. I'm having a rough morning. I mean, she's saying she has chest pain. She's like crying. And Kyle's like broadcasting this for everyone to listen. I'm like, kind of feel like that was a private moment. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that's not something you sent to the group chat, Kyle.
This happened. Dorit excused herself to go to the bathroom. And so Kyle plays this voicemail of Dorit crying and saying she's having a panic attack while Dorit's peeing, and then Dorit comes back and it's awkward. I just think that's such a weird thing to do. Like someone walks out of the room, so you're gonna play a voicemail of them crying that morning because they're clearly, you know, having PTSD. It's just a strange classic Kyle thing.
Yeah, so, and the poor voicemail is like, Kyle, I'm having trauma today. I took a Xanax and it didn't help. Well, PK told me it was a Xanax. It had chocolate, peanuts, and nougat. I don't want to say it didn't satisfy me, but geez, can a lady get a nap around here?
The funny thing about Xanax is that I didn't realize it comes in a tall canister with the man with a little mustache in the front and is shaped like a little chip. How interesting. Thank God, like, PK has such a huge stash, babe.
It's just like a Milky Way, you know, Halloween size.
Just where there's originals.
Yeah.
So, So anyway, so they ask Dorit when she gets back. They ask how she's doing, and she's saying it's been like really hard, and the Xanax isn't helping, and she doesn't know how to manage her panic attacks. But she says she doesn't want to, and it will not affect her the rest of her life. And Rena's like, you can call us. Anytime you need us, because I'm sure we'll probably be with Harry Hamlin. That's reassuring, right?
So Kyle's like, okay, because we're both going to be in La Quinta, I want to make sure we're all good. So I had a conversation with Sutton yesterday, and it was intense. I'm not trying to spark any more problems, but I'm just telling you about my conversation, okay? We were talking about Dorit, and she said that, you know, she's having a bad time, and like it's just like her reaction was so strange. And she said, well, I'm sorry, I didn't have a gun put to my head. And it's like, boom, boom, boom. And it's like close-ups of everybody's face being like, Another store. We've moved on, Rena.
She doesn't realize. This is so classic Kyle Richards. She wants to make sure everything is good and that there's not going to be any drama. Because, by the way, I want to share this story that's going to create drama and friction. Like, there was no drama. Everyone was fine. No one knew that Sutton had said this thing to you. But now you're sharing it. Stirring shit up under the strange guise of wanting to make sure there's no shit that's been stirred up.
Right. And also on a day where we just want to make Dorit feel good. Guys, can we just make Dorit feel good today? Dorit, Sutton was a real shithead about your tragedy. Okay, everybody, let's hug. Hugs.
So, Erica's like, oh, yeah, fucking killing me. And Kyle's like, I just thought it was really insensitive. Honestly, I'm just sharing a conversation I had. That's all. Not stirring shit up. Just sharing a conversation.
And Dorit's like, that's a tad too insensitive, if you ask me. And Garcelle says, listen, I think we should be having this conversation with her here. I just feel uncomfortable talking behind her back. I can't speak for her. I don't want to feel like I need to speak for her. And Dorit's like, well, I don't think I'm going to bring it up. And Erica's like, you need to heal, Dorit. You need to heal from this. The first tragedy, but now the new tragedy. Did she really say? She's sorry she didn't have someone put a gun to her hand. Like, Erica, aren't you the lady who calls people the C word and, like, screams at them? You don't know what I go through at night. When they ask how your son is, shut up over there. Sensitive Sarah.
So now it's time to go off to Palm Springs. So Kyle is, it's like a new day, and Kyle is, she's bringing a whole bunch of bags to her car, and she opens it up, and her dogs just like jump in. And they, of course, they're crazy because Kyle's dogs have always been crazy. Like the moment she opens the door, they're always like running around everywhere, which I know dogs are prone to do anyway. That's like dog nature. But her dogs do it a lot. Like it's always a thing with those dogs. And I just sort of, I always have so much frustration with Kyle that I'm never annoyed at the dogs. I kind of like, that's the dogs. But this is the first episode where I was like, wait a second. No, this is Kyle, as we'll see later in the episode. But here they are being wild, jumping all over the car, etc. And Kyle
Guess what the Golden is doing? Guess what the fucking addict Golden is doing? Running around with a fucking ball in its mouth. Because that's all Goldens can do, okay? They're obsessed with those things.
Obsessed.
Fucking Bambi. The addict. Bambi the ball addict.
So anyway, Kyle calls Shahida and is like, oh, I'm going to come to the store. I'll be there around 4 o'clock, you know, for the big opening. So then Kyle tells us, when I opened my Beverly Hills store, the retail world was going amazingly and there weren't any Halloween movies on the horizon. So then we opened up another store and another store. It was almost like my stores were the Halloween franchise itself. Just another sequel and another and another. But then the retail world came crashing down, but the Halloween world got rebooted. Anyway, the point is, number one movie in America. Thank you.
I love they showed a clip of Kyle opening a store and she's showing her like gay assistant, her gay worker or whatever, this kid who's so excited to be working for Kyle Richards. You know, and who wouldn't be? Even I would be, you know, and I can't stand her. But she's like, okay, this is how you wipe down the case. And you have to keep the cloth up here on the glass. Do not get your grubby hands on the vintage Chanel. And he goes, yes. I was like, that kid is excited. Just the noises that came out of his mouth. I was like, yes, girl, congrats. Congrats on the gig. So Shahida calls and, well, no, she calls Shahida in the car and she's like, hi, Shahida, it's Kyle Richards who's showing up 2 hours before the show is supposed to open. I hope everything's going okay. And Shahida's like, oh, listen, it's not ready yet, but I promise it's going to be ready. It's going to be ready. And Kyle's like, oh my God, I can't even. It's like, Kyle, you're not even there, okay? You're coming right before the store opening. Get off Shahida's ass, please.
You're stopping at Jack in the Box. You should go directly to Shahida for crying out loud. So she explains that she just wanted to have one brick and mortar store and they wanted to do it someplace that was less expensive, where there's less risk. So you think, okay, I don't know, like Boise or something? No, going to La Quinta. I guess she's opening up in La Quinta for the huge fashion market that exists there. So I think she just wanted to have her name on a storefront. I think she just really likes seeing her name out there. And who could blame her, to be honest? So anyway, now everyone else is packing. Garcelle's packing, and she gets this big like crystal butterfly wing thing that's going to like stave off bad energy and invaders. And then we go over to Erica, where she's in glam with Mikey, and he's like, so we were conspiring yesterday, and I know that we wore this in Vegas. Oh, it is so loud over here. I apologize. I could barely even hear myself talking as I try to do Mikey voice. You just take it from here.
Okay, so Mikey has that unfortunate job of having to explain to somebody every day, 5 times a day, that they're poor now. Like, she just doesn't get it, right? So he's like, so we're conspiring, and I know that we wore this in Vegas for Christina Aguilera. Fun times, yes, icon, remember. But we haven't worn it in years. That could be cute today. And Erica's like, slander. It's like, no, it could be cute. I mean, what if? And she's like, slander. He's like, well, what about this? She goes, but it's chilly. And he goes, well, listen, honey, we have to dig. And she's like,
she goes,
I loved it.
Yeah, she goes, I have all these great things that I would normally resell to buy new things for myself, not for any orphans or widows. But I can't do that right now because I got the bankruptcy trustees and I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of great things. So wearing them twice is not the worst thing. Again, it's like, I just want her to have like a consultation with a PR person. Just a 10-minute coffee. 5-minute coffee. Just stand in line at Starbucks with someone who works in PR, please.
Well, also the lie person. She needs a consultancy. She needs to go to a lie session because you can't even lie well. I mean, the rest of this episode, she's like, oh, really? Well, I was proved innocent and everything. And all of those articles was proved to be false about me. Really? So why can't you sell shit then?
Yeah, because that's true.
You just said you can't because of the bankruptcy. Because shut up, Erica. So then she's like, well, what about that green felt thing over there? He's like, for tomorrow? No, Erica. She's like, goes, I love you too much to let you do that.
So back in La Quinta, Kyle is throwing balls with the dogs, Ronnie. I mean, she's an enabler. She's a big enabler.
It's Kyle. She's really Richardsing that dog up. Yeah. But you know what's a good thing about those dogs? They know that they're addicts. They accept it. And they don't...
They're high-functioning.
They're high-functioning, and they don't really drag you down with them. The dog's like, throw one ball for me on the golf course and then go inside. And she does. Bambi catches the dog and it's like walks inside happily, you know? It's managing its disease, which, you know, baby steps, Bambi. Yeah. Baby steps. Yeah.
So Kyle starts talking about, she's FaceTiming with Mauricio and stuff, and she's just telling us that after they were burglarized, it took her 6 months to feel safe in their home again, and she would be in bed and she would imagine people coming into her house. So she can't even imagine what it's like for her to read. Who actually saw the men in her bed. So she's, you know, she's feeling things. Then we go over to Erica's house where everyone else is gathering. Of course, since Erica's wearing some sort of Burberry thing, then Rinna has to show up in Burberry also. Rinna's got like the Burberry bucket hat or whatever. So of course, Rinna's going to copy what Erica's going for. And Erica's like, I've got to be honest, I've not really had very good luck in La Quinta. And we get a flashback to last season of her being like, just that a moment. That's going through a lot.
She's like, I have PTSD, so I'm going to have a drink because my storyline this year is alcoholism. And Rena's like, let's do a roadie. Let's do a roadie. Let's have drinks on the road. We'll have drinks on the road. Fine. So,
we so fun and spontaneous, decided on the fly to have a roadie, and I just so happen to have the right number of novelty roadie glasses from Marshall's here. That worked out real well.
So Diana and Crystal come, and Diana's face is like, oh, hello, this noodle closet for pool? Noodle closet? Nice.
Oh, I can't wait to see the rest of house.
And so, Rinna just keeps going, roadie! We're going to have a roadie! Do you want a roadie? I'm going to have a roadie! And Diana's like, what is this roadie?
Is this when you go to flyover state and just buy roads? I'll do that, sure.
She's like, I don't know what it is, but I'll take one. And then she does her weird, like, big-lipped squint thing at the camera.
I know.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now they're all in the car, and in one car, it's like Diana and Crystal, and Diana's like, oh, I bought you something, homemade bread, because I'm hypoglycemic, and if I start to fade, I need carbs and carbs and carbs and carbs. And then in the other one, they're just all binging on fries.
Yeah, and Crystal's like, yeah, so like Palm Springs, right? I mean, the outlets are great. Do you go to outlets here in Palm Springs? You go to out. You plug in the outlet. Yes, she's like, no, the outlet. What is this? What is like, this outlet? Is belly button creative? That's not inside?
Creative outlet? Are we painting? I don't understand this idea. She's like, have you ever been to Palms? You know, when you go to Palm Springs,
What is this like a type of mattress, a Palm Springs, a mattress made of palms? I'm so confused.
Crystal's like, outlets is where you get discount designer things. And she goes, oh, no, no. And she tells us, I don't go shopping. I have clothes in my house by designers. I keep what I like and I send back what I don't like. And then I pay for it. There's nothing humbled about it. Yeah, I need to own it.
And by own it, I mean not the humble part. I mean clothing. I need to own them.
Oh, and then so, she does her mouth, like her full mouth. Her mouth is so crazy. And now we've got Kyle, who's always licking the corners of her mouth. Like, and now we've got Diana, who's like.
So then the women basically all arrive. And because some of them are going to stay at the hotel that's on the La Quinta property. It's going to be Diana and Crystal and Son in the hotel. And everyone else is going to Kyle's house and everything.
Yes, because Kyle's already announced that Dorit gets the victim the victim suite. Is that which? Wait, who did she give the victim suite to? Dorit, right?
Erica. Oh, I don't know. But
last year it was Erica.
Whoever's going through trauma at the moment is going to get that suite.
Yes.
So then Diana, meanwhile, she gets to the hotel and she has sent her team ahead of time. She always sends her team ahead of time to check out the place and set it up and they make it better. And she says that because we learned that she doesn't like her back towards the doors. She always like to have her back against the wall and the bedding and the sheets have to, and everything has to be checked out, which means that they probably bring their own bedding. Mm-hmm. And she says, that way, everywhere I go, it feels like home. I'm like, well, then why are you going anywhere? What's the point?
Also, go to the living room. You know, there's all these shady rumors about her. I have not done enough research, and I haven't read that much about it. And I don't know if they're true or not. I will say this. Innocent people generally don't insist on being sat facing doors. Like, yeah. I've only heard of this in Godfather movies besides now. So then we go over to, and I love the assistant telling people, yeah, she can't sit by doors, and she needs pillows. And the new assistant's like, okay. Totally normal. So then Kyle is still yelling at Bambi over there. She's like, Bambi, get over here!
Well, Bambi's on the golf course. I mean, like, someone's going to be golfing and be like, there's a pile of dog shit here. Why is there a pile of dog shit? It's because there is some, like, totally uncouth. So, a dog without boundaries, okay? There's a dog
the
that's
new
just out
Lisa
on
the Vanderpump Foundation. Dogs without boundaries.
If you're gonna have a golden retriever on the golf course, you have to put up an invisible fence or something. That is not right to have your pooping golden retriever just run around on hole 12, okay?
You know that Bambi's the only person with the only dog with their picture up in the like little golf grill for getting a hole in one. You know it. Go, Bambi. I believe in Bambi.
Bambi probably has some identity issues to sort through because she's been named after a deer, but she's a dog, you know?
It's like my whole thing. A deer with a very tragic life, by the way, you know?
Yeah.
Poor thing. Bless her heart.
Bless so Bambi's heart.
So that explains the bowl of dictionary beams. So then...
she just needs a release.
So Garcelle gets to the house and Dorit answers, and she's wearing some of Kyle's pajamas and a little, you know, she looks beautiful. And Garcelle's like, I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came early and had some time. And it's like, oh, this is from Kyle's store. You know, I better need someone to fix the back. It just felt so good to get dressed today because I have none of that love and enjoyment I used to have for clothes. I look in the mirror and I have no desire to make myself look like a Barbie doll.
You know, I put this frock on and I thought, I looked at myself in the mirror and I thought, gee, this can't be my life wearing this Kyle by Shahida stupid getup. This is the last day. Back to good looking clothes tomorrow. So,
Dorit looks stunning. Like, her makeup is perfect, her hair is perfect, and she's like, look at me, put in no effort. anymore. Like, you're not like, you don't have a Capri hanging out of your mouth, you know, and like some, you know, mustard on the side of your face with like she's one curler like... down to here. She's making it sound like that, but she's just like stunning. Like, look at me.
Yeah. It's not like she's Goldie Hawn in the beginning of Death Becomes Her, you know?
Yes. So I know. I'm like, that's you depressed, girl. I need to give you some depression lesson. Come over. Come over. I'll show you how to do it.
So now the women are all getting into glam for this big store opening. And, you know, and then Crystal goes over to Sutton's place. And Sutton's like, wow, you're so tall. Do you want some breath spray? She's like, do they still make breath spray? She's like, no, but I'll just ask again. Do you want some breath spray? Basically, she's saying that Crystal's breath stinks. So Crystal's like, so just so you know, I had some of the girls over for cocktails, and Kyle brought it up that you had a conversation with her, and I wanted to talk to you about it privately because we're on this path of our friendship, and I like it, and, you know, there's the transparency, blah, blah, blah. So Kyle was really upset, and it sounded like you said something insensitive, like, sorry, I didn't have a gun to my head. Was it something like that, Sutton?
Girl, what is with people in like... Just say it. Like, why do we need all those lines? Just say, I had drinks with the girls and Kyle told everybody that you made some shitty comment about Dorit. It's like, yeah. Just say it. She's like, well, I believe in transparency and friendships. And, you know, the thing is about on our journey to become friends, like, I really need to reach down and, like, connect with you on a level and say, like, were you maybe possibly insensitive when you, for fuck's sake, you said a horrible thing, okay?
Yeah.
What did you mean? So she's like, well, you know, that burglary freaked me out because I also had a burglary in my house when I was 14. So I'm just, you know what? I'm uncomfortable with all this. I'm uncomfortable. That's what it is. Just like rolling her face. I need the face roller to come back out. But
she needs to definitely channel her discomfort through that face roller instead of her words. So Sutton's like, my mother woke up when this man was in the front of my door and she screamed out to her father to get the gun. So it's not a nice way to wake up and you never forget it. So, which I thought was kind of like, it was interesting earlier in the episode, Dorit's like, I will not, I'm going to move past this. I will not keep being, you know, taken down by this. And Sutton's like, you'll never forget. So Sutton's like, sometimes I say things like when I'm freaked out because, you know, I just don't like to think about it. You know, that's my thing, you know? And then she just talks about more about how like the home invasion, you know, the home invasion and her father's suicide really traumatized her, and so that's why she doesn't really like talking about invasions and guns.
Yeah, and Crystal's like, well, I don't think anybody would want to be stirring this stuff up with Dorit being so fragile anyway. Yes, they would. She stirred it up right when Dorit was fragile yesterday. Why wouldn't she today? And Sutton's like, well, then they probably wouldn't have said it in the first place if that was the case. And Crystal's like, yep. I'm sure it's gonna be fine. She's like, can't wait for this one. I guess we know what time it is. It's terrorizing Crystal time. Good.
Yeah.
Good to put on big girl panties to get terrorized by a bunch of ladies.
So then we go over to Kyle's store. So Kyle comes in 2 minutes before this opening. And this is exactly the same as when Kyle had that awful fashion show two years ago or whatever. And they're setting up this place. And Jahida's like running around everywhere. Teddy Mellencamp is there for some reason. I don't know why. And Kyle is looking around. And she's like, oh my God, like, where are the flowers? Where's the this? Where's the dress? This should be here. This should be brown. That should be white. This should be light. This should be dark. She's doing that, just the thing that we all hate, which is that the supervisor just comes in at the last second and rearranges all the stuff that they don't like when they could have done it a literal day or two beforehand and made everyone's life easier.
All right. It's the way you take credit for a bunch of work you didn't do. You come in, move things 2 inches to the right, and then say, look how hard I worked on getting the store together, you know?
Yeah. Like, if it also, weren't for me, it would never work.
Right. I love the Teddy disc because they show Teddy. I don't even think you heard Teddy say hi, right? Like, they didn't show Teddy. Like, you wouldn't have even known had someone not said, Teddy's here, you know?
Yeah.
Because she looks different, and they gave her zero lines. So I was cracking up. So,
well, she had one line. One line when she talked to Garcelle, like, I like that dress. Something like that.
So Kyle goes up to Shahida, and she's like, how is everything? And Shahida's like, well, the stress level's high. She goes, the stress level's high? Where are the things that were supposed to be up there? And where are the fresh flowers? I'm about to die right now. I'm about to die. You know, normally people have a lot of time to open a store, but not me. Of course, not me.
Like, girl. You probably had enough time. You just were disorganized.
Yes. So then Rinna is back at the house, and she's trying on Erica's Panther ring, Cartier Panther ring thing. And she's like, this is heavy. I didn't realize how heavy this was. So heavy. Hey, heavy ring. Do you want a roadie? I love roadies.
Yeah, well, that's the Cartier starter set, because that bitch Diana has five of them.
At the hotel, Crystal, Diana, and Sutton are talking. They've gathered, and Diana's right. She's like, hello, I brought the these square thing you put in machine at a place when you the Express American, or your Amex. Yes, because, you know, we're supposed to buy something, right?
Allegedly, I never been to store in my life, so I don't really know how it works, but I hear you bring small rectangle thing and they give you brown paper thing with things inside of it and you go home. So interesting.
You have no idea what you were doing. Oh my god, you're one-upping Erica's. I've never even been to a bank before.
Yeah.
So then over at the place, let's see, everybody starts arriving at the store, and Kyle is twirling around in some weird, like, pleather Amazon pants with one of her Mrs. Roper robes over it, you know, whatever floats your boat. And Diana walks into the store like she walked into Erica's home, like, this is pool noodles, eh? This is pool noodles.
She's so confused. It's just like, it's like, she has been living with a pack of wolves her whole life, and it's like her first introduction into human society. And she's like, whoa. So the store has walls and peoples and ceiling. This blowing my mind. Blowing my mind right now.
And she tells us, this is my first store opening. I've never been to one. And then we see a clip of her telling Rinna, oh, you know, I don't shop. I'm allergic to stores.
Yeah. So then we see Kyle with Sutton. So Kyle is pissed at Sutton, and Sutton is now pissed at Kyle because Crystal told her what Kyle said. So they are just very fake to each other. So Kyle's like, oh, how was Texas? She goes, it was a whirlwind. It's a whirlwind. Congratulations, though. Congratulations. And they just have this, like, very, very phony hug.
Yes.
Well, actually, no, they have the phony hug later. I apologize. They just are just being regular phony right now.
Yes, and Erica goes up and hugs Shahida, which I thought was really nice, because everybody else always just kind of pretends Shahida's not there, you know? And Erica's like, hello, Shahida, how are you? And Griselle is talking to Sutton. They're like, it's been forever, blah, blah, blah. And then Rinna makes her Rinna entrance. Hello, Sutton! It's Sutton! Hello, Sutton! Hello, Sutton!
Yeah, and then she's like, look at this store. This is a store. Look how fabulous. I love the ceiling. I love this store. The ceiling. Like, is that a ventilation? Is there central air in here? I love the airflow in here. Look at the hinges on this door. Great choice. Great choice.
So then we don't see Teddy, okay? We just see Garcelle go, oh, hi, Teddy. I like your hair. Does your husband like it? And then it cuts away. I was like, man, they really do Teddy dirty, and it cracks me up. So then Diana is like, well, this is very pretty stuff. Even I would wear this stuff around my house.
I kind of was won over by Diana in that moment, because I love when people are so wealthy, they don't even realize they're being shady. It's like that Caroline Fleming level. Although the difference is that Caroline Fleming was born into the aristocracy. And so if she said she's never been to a store or all these things, I believe it. Diana forgets about the part of the story where she was poor until she was like 25 or 26.
Oh, it's
like,
you were not poor. Forget. She'll remind you every five goddamn minutes.
When it's convenient.
Yeah, I don't believe. I think this lady's totally full of shit, and I am cracked up by it, you know?
Yeah.
So Kyle gives her speech. You know, she's like, I'm so proud to have a store here in the desert. You know, it really didn't feel real until yesterday. Yeah, because you haven't done shit. Yeah, you saw it yesterday. And she talks about how she's got so many balls in the air. And Erica goes, not enough balls in the air. I'm all right, everybody. No one laughs. She's like, all right, well, I guess my Loving balls bit's not gonna work today, so fuck you, LaCainta.
Yeah, all 12 fake Kristen Chenoweths that are there are like, don't get the ball humor. Mm-hmm. So then Kyle is like, I'm just like really proud, and I just really, really appreciate all your support for being here tonight. And I know you guys could have been doing anything else, like watching the number one movie in America, Halloween. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So then she tries to cut the ribbon. They've got like the ceremonial ribbon, and she's got the novelty scissors, but she can't even cut her ribbon. And she's like, oh no, what does this mean? It means your store sucks, Kyle. It sucks. The scissors are telling you this is not a symbolic moment. This is a cosmic moment. Just close it. Close the store.
The ribbon is like, please don't do this to LaCainta. Please. So Sutton gives a big hug to Dorit, and she's like, oh, my little bunny. And Dorit goes, how was the business trip? And she's like, well, it was good. It was fast. How are you? How are you? Pat, pat, pat. With, you know, that stuff. And Dorit's like, well, I've had a really, really, really rough couple of nights. Although they do chocolate coat Xanax now, so that's been tasty.
And Sutton goes, yeah, of course. Well, I'm trying to apologize. I'm a very sincere person. And as we all know, the most sincere people advertise that. And I would never want to be insincere with you, okay? And Dorit's like,
well, I think that I'm saying I'm sorry I didn't have a gun put to my head. I was a little bit like, gee, gee,
gee. And Sun's like, that was a terrible thing to say. And look, I get sensitive about guns. And it triggered me. No pun intended. And when I get upset, I say weird things, and I get uncomfortable, and then I say weird things about being uncomfortable, and it snowballs. And I'm really sorry. I did not mean it that way, and I apologize, Dorit. And Dorit's like, thank you. Well, I'm glad you're all here today with me. And so that seems to have worked out, right?
Yeah.
So then Erica and Diana are over at the bar getting drinks, and Sutton tells Garcelle that Crystal is going to have Diana pay for all of her stuff. So Garcelle's like, hey, Diana, what about the rest of us?
And Erica's a little less jokey about it. She basically is like, hey, Diana, do you have the Jasper one of these rings? Yeah, it's like black. And Diana's like, Diana's like, no, I don't know. She's like, well, can you get me one? Could you please get me? She's like,
no, she says, I need someone in my life to get this ring. And that person is you. Please get the ring. And she's like, okay, we order it right now.
Erica's like, I can't afford it, but maybe in the future. No, no, no. I get it for you. Now, by the way, did Sutton buy Erica that like Bentley or whatever it was? Or did she just go with Erica to buy it?
By the what? The Bentley?
Didn't Sutton, before they were not friends, didn't Sutton and Erica go off like car shopping together?
No.
Oh. I thought did they?
Wasn't I that Garcelle?
I don't know.
I don't remember. Oh no, Erica. It was Erica, but it wasn't Erica buying the car, it was Sutton buying the car. No, that was Garcelle.
Yeah. She took Erica to a spa day, never mind.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to, I was like, maybe this is just enough evidence I need to have a monologue about Erica using people for money.
No, I don't think so. Because, you know, I was like, wait, I would hold on to evidence like that, wouldn't I? But so then Crystal is asking Kyle if the store helps her with her shopping obsession. And Kyle's like, no, I mean, it doesn't really help me with the shopping, but it really does help because it's like creative and I'm super creative. And so it's nice to have an outlet for my... You know, creativity. I'm like, wow, that folding the red carpet under the regular welcome mat really expanded those wings out, Kyle.
Nice yeah. Work. Wow, Dion von Furstenberg, you've done wonderful work here with your store. Like showing up 5 minutes beforehand and bossing everyone around to move the flowers. Yeah. Wow, that creative process. You're a
real Pollock over there. So then she's like, you know, but being creative, I'm just more at myself. I'm more at peace, you know, and it makes me kinder to everyone else. And Sutton's like, oh, isn't that nice? It sure does make you nicer. And then they like fake kiss and hug. And Sutton starts doing like a stabbing the back thing in Kyle's back. And Kyle's like, what are you doing back there? I know you're doing something. She goes, I'm stabbing you in the back, Kyle. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, and Kyle goes, well, I'm sure you're stabbing me behind the back. And Sutton goes, well, you pull mine out first. And she goes, well, I do everything up front to your face. I say everything up front to your face, except for all the stuff that I've literally said behind your back for the past three seasons.
Well, so, I like Kyle singing. It's like, I do it right to your face and behind your back. I'm a good person.
I'm a completionist. I get both sides.
Oh, so they just like do another fake like padding thing and give each other dirty looks.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then at home, at La Quinta, Bambi, River, Gustavo. I was like, who's Gustavo? That's the new one? It's the bartender. I was like, wow, thanks for putting him in the same sentence as the dogs.
I know, seriously. So they walk in and Diana's like, animals are my weakness. I just love killing them. Anyway, so Diana, she's like, just kidding. So Diana is announced. Kyle asks what Diana's sign is. She says that she's a Leo and that she was born on August 23rd, right around your birthday, Ronnie.
Yeah, she goes, thought of.
You and Diana can have a joint birthday party.
This whole conversation is so weird because she goes, I love animals. And Kyle goes, oh, yeah. Oh, what sign are you? Because, you know, the signs determine whether or not you love animals, I guess. And she goes, Leo, fire. She goes, okay, so your birthday, the 23rd of August. And Kyle's like, isn't that Virgo? She goes, no. I have charts done, all the charts. She's like, no, actually, August 23rd is Leo. No, I think that's Virgo. She goes, charts, many astrologers, Kyle, many charts. Person with store.
Pretty sure. No. I'm pretty sure it's Leo because I seem to remember thinking that Leo season begins exactly 2 months before the premiere of Halloween. So I don't know. I'm pretty sure about that.
And Kyle's like, well, who am I? And you don't want to argue with Diana. One, in this world, like she's rich, which means if she's the richest, nobody argues with her, right? It's like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But also the way she looks, her face is terrifying. I can't get over it. She's like, no, I talked to astrologers, Kyle. And Kyle's like, okay, well, I don't want to interfere with Diana coming up with her own astrological dates. I mean, hey, be whoever you want to be. It's very Virgo of her, actually. So
so then Diana starts showing videos of her baby to everyone. And she's saying that she has like 6 embryos left and she wants to have all the babies, etc. And Kyle's saying how she's like really excited for Farrah to finally have a baby. But she's like, but I feel like I'm 25. And like, how could a 25-year-old be a grandmother, you know? So then they're just like talking about babies. Rinna's like, of course, it's like, if you need a baby shower, we love them. Get pregnant. We love a baby shower.
I'm a good time. Invite me to your wedding, your bar mitzvah, your catechism, whatever word Ronnie was trying to figure out earlier. I'm a good time. And then they show a clip of Rinna bending her bony ass over at Andy's baby shower and dancing, making everybody dance on the table. Yeah. And I'm like, yep, that's what I want on my baby shower. That's just what I want. Like, they picked the perfect shot for that. So then everybody eats, and let's see, Bambi, of course, is doing what you think Bambi would do when it's not chewing on a ball. It is walking around eating straight off people's plates.
Eating a whole steak. A whole steak off of Rinna's plate. I mean, Rinna was probably pretty relieved, but to be honest, I was like, this is out of control, okay? This is bad. And then Storm just like running up onto the coffee table. Kyle. And then you know what Kyle's response is? She goes, well, guys, Bambi's gonna steal your food. Like, no. That's not how you... It's not like, oh, okay, well, that's just how it is. This is Kyle's... I'm furious.
That's why it's important to always carry a stun gun, okay? So Garcelle joins Dorit and Kyle on the couch and the music stops, which they're like, it's about to be dramatic, everybody. Like, well, how could that possibly happen? So Garcelle's like, okay, now that we're all here, can we talk about Sutton now that she's actually here? Yeah. Garcelle. Garcelle coming into her next season, just firing right away, you know, just stirring that shit right up.
Yeah. She's like, can we just clear the air? I mean, why are you looking at me this way? And Kyle goes, I mean, everything I've said to Sutton's face. And Sutton's like, and I apologize. And I mean it. I'm as genuine as I can be, because in case you didn't hear, I am a very sincere person. Okay. So Kyle goes, I know. Mm-hmm. She goes, I am.
Like, yeah, right. She goes, yes, I am. I'm as genuine as I can be, Kyle. And Kyle goes, yeah, I know. Like, jeez.
And so Dorit's like, you know, I felt like it was genuine when you apologized. And Sutton goes, I should never have put myself first over Dorit's problem. I shouldn't have, as I like to call it, Kyled it up. You know, I never should have done that.
And Kyle's like, there's no way you cannot be empathetic to this story. She goes, listen, I didn't know what your state of mind was. And she goes, but you can always reach out to somebody about something like that. Of course you can. And Sutton's like, well, I don't know, because boundaries are really, you know, boundaries are important things. And when my father was shot, or when my father shot himself, I didn't want people coming over and calling me. I just didn't. Because for me, that meant having to be a hostess. And that's, you know, that's just how I am, you know. And I had a 9-month baby at home. And Rena, even Rena's like, you know, everyone's different in how they deal with things, Kyle.
You know?
Like, you don't have to performatively show up at somebody's house with the cameras in front to prove that you're a good friend.
And I think that Sutton had a point. I mean, everyone reacts differently. But Sutton was saying that, like, for her, like, you know, she had... When her father passed, she had like all these people coming to the house, and she felt like she had to be in hostess mode, and she just didn't want that. Was the last thing that she wanted, and so she didn't want to go over to Dorit's, because she knew that Dorit would feel the need to like put out a platter and entertain them and make them feel better. And she goes, and that's not helpful. And I think actually Sutton has like that logic. I think is totally fair.
And Diana's like, can I say something? Stores are as scary as I thought, really. I had the point in not going. And, you know, Sutton, I don't know this Sutton well, but I feel that she's clumsy, you know, with words and the behavior. Okay.
Right. Just coming right out.
And Erica, who's not clumsy socially at all, is like leaning back on the couch, chomping on a piece of ice, and she goes, yep.
I know.
All That's Erica my- needed was a burp at the end of that. You know?
It's my favorite version of Erica, just like bitter and drunk in the corner. That's for sure. Like, that's the Erica that we need. Just like, we need the Erica who sits in the corner of the bar, who's been there for about 30 years, smoking a cigarette, eating the free popcorn, and just adding yeses and that's for sures to the end of whatever sentence is going on around her. That's for sure. Yep.
So Diana's like, sure. You come off really weird and wrong, you know, and she does things and she says things and they really do hurt people. Dun, dun. Who the fuck are you, lady? And then she tells us, she goes, I'm very forgiving, but I don't forget. I squint. I'm like, what did Sutton do to you? So then we see the clips of Sutton saying, I would never cancel a table. And Diana saying, it's classless, both of you. It's not something that should ever be discussed. And Rena going, it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to the charity. And Sutton saying, but I also know what slander is. Okay. Slander! What does that have to do with Diana? Why is Diana now in the position where she needs to forgive Sutton?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Diana just wanted to call her clumsy for a little bit, and this is her first opening. So she's like, I do think that the redeeming fact is that you do work on yourself and you apologize. And I heard you now 2 or 3 times apologize, so that's pretty good. And Sutton goes, well, I love to apologize. And it cuts to bar wench Jane over there in the corner, just shaking her head, like, slander!
You know? Yeah. And Sutton goes, and I was empathetic, Kyle. I was. And she goes, no, you weren't. I was empathetic! And Crystal's like, you know what? This is just, like, so much hypocrisy. It's, like, annoying. And Crystal, Garcelle's like, you know, oh no, Crystal tells us, it's really inappropriate to tell someone what they feel is wrong. That's the ultimate gaslighting, and it makes me untrusting. So Kyle's like, what, Crystal? Like, what are you mad about now? And Crystal goes, she's having a hard time. And Crystal's over there, like, trying to get some tears going.
Mm-hmm. She goes,
The show is so consistent. First, you've got Diana sitting over here like, I don't know. I forgive, but I don't forget. Like, no one did anything to you. And now you've got Crystal trying to get tears so she can come in on this, you know, how everybody's handling Dorit's robbery scene.
Yeah, well, I appreciated Crystal finding something that she could sort of shoehorn her way into, just because I really liked her putting Kyle on the spot. And she's like, you know, I expressed how I was feeling because she brings it comes back to Coatgate from last year. And she goes, you know, I expressed how I was feeling. And you guys went on a whole campaign. Every single one of you, you know, tried to police my feelings and tell me I was wrong about like her intentions. And we see that every one of them were like, violate is too strong. And Crystal goes, I wasn't given any understanding. And I was constantly told I was wrong. And like, how come they're not wrong? How come they're not wrong? You know, you said change the word from rude to violated. That's how I felt. So now all of a sudden Crystal's in the fight. Like Crystal has arrived this season.
And so Kyle's like, wait, okay. Did I think that the word violated was a little extreme? Yes, she just brought a jacket to your room, okay? Yes, I did, and I will say that. But did I think it was rude when she said, I'm sorry my designer couldn't get into France and from France after Dorit literally had her life threatened? Yes, you know what? Apples to oranges. I hope everybody listened to that because I'm going to say it 20 times in the next 5 minutes. Apples to oranges. Apples to oranges.
And so then Crystal's like, but the thing is that you guys all asked me to give Sutton the benefit of the doubt, but then you guys all go against her now because it affects you guys. It's like, ding, ding, ding. There you go. That's what she was getting at. And that's totally true. Like now all of a sudden the benefit of the doubt situation is like off the table.
I mean, yeah, but I still can't get with Crystal on this. I don't think it's her feelings that were bad last year, like someone just barging into her room, especially someone she didn't know. But using the words, I felt violated, like the way you came in and you were like, what are you doing in here? And made it like creepy. They were saying when you use that wording, you're making it sound like it was a sexual thing or like some kind of perverted thing on Sutton's part. I don't think that's the same, really, but I do think that they're all hypocrites.
Yeah, well, but I think that she's saying, I think she gets a little off message in this argument, but I think this is the area where the message is the strongest, which is that they're all saying, like, listen, at that time they said, you have to give Sutton the benefit of the doubt. Like, she wasn't trying to invade your space. She was just trying to drop a jacket off. And now they're going hard at Sutton, and Crystal's like, well, it's funny what happened to giving Sutton the benefit of the doubt. Now you guys don't want to because now you guys are angry at her the way I was angry at her. I think that's sort of what she's saying, but then it starts to really spiral out of control after this.
Right, and she's like, well, I'm just triggered by the whole thing, that's all. And Kyle tells us, well, Crystal is just like so dramatic about like every little thing. I mean, I don't know if it's being a millennial or Generation XYZ or whatever, but she just always has something to complain about, okay? So just calm down.
She is like so dramatic, and until you've gone into a room where a bee has flown around in it, you don't have a right to be dramatic, okay? Crazy how dramatic she is.
Okay, boomer. And so Dorit's like, well, I just don't see the correlation between the two things in my mind. I don't see the correlation to anything, really. Do I even have a mind? What is a soul? You know, I'm really on a different path these days. I've really just brushed my hair.
So Crystal's like, well, it's really connected, and I appreciate you guys giving me a little grace. And so Kyle's like, I'm sorry, Crystal. With all due respect, you cannot compare this situation to that. They're very different situations. This situation needs a lot more defending than that. Okay, going back a year to when I was shooting Halloween and comparing that to when Dorit had a gun in her life when Halloween had been released, this is a very different situation, Crystal.
But why didn't you just say, fuck you, Sutton? I can't believe you just said that. And Kyle goes, I did say that in many words. I probably added in an apples or oranges kind of a thing as well. But and Garcelle's like, well, I wasn't there. But we can all agree it was insensitive. And she's like, I was not wrong, and I will not apologize. I was not wrong, and I will not apologize for that. And it's like, whoa, Kyle, your Botox vein is literally on the table right now. Bambi is munching on your Botox vein. You calm down.
Kyle, who has been accusing Crystal of being so dramatic, is sitting here like having a tantrum,
freaking out in her terrible robe from Alibaba, like freaking out.
So Sutton's like, well, one of the biggest lessons I had, you know, between me and Crystal was the respect of how someone feels. And I think that is so important. So then Erica's like, my turn. Yep. Did you respect how you treated me last year? And then Crystal's like, oh, well, here we go.
Yeah, it's a victim round robin. It's begun. And she... Erica's like, do you feel anything about how you treated me? About how you handled all the situation right here in this room, which isn't really a room, but y'all get my point. All right, I'm an alcoholic this year. I don't know what rooms are anymore.
Oh, I thought this was a store because I saw walls and it was kind of small. It's not a store?
Well, there's walls and a lot of people who are poorer than me, so I thought it was store.
I thought it was store. I thought it was store.
Someone take a little rectangle card from me.
Diana, stop swiping your credit card on my cheeks. I'm not a machine.
Don't worry, I'll gay. The word is pay, Diana. Yes, whatever, do it.
So Sutton's like, I feel pretty good about how I handled our situation last year, Erica. And she goes, wow, do you realize everything you said is not true? I believe there's a word for that. What is that word again?
Yeah, it's been proven to be untrue. Are you aware of that? Oh, okay, Erica. Erica is really ham-handing this whole, like, I'm innocent now and everybody knows it. It's been on all the papers. Like, no, it hasn't, ma'am.
No, yeah, we haven't seen anything like that. And in fact, Sutton says that. Sutton goes, Erica's been acting like she's been completely exonerated, that there are no legal woes. But for some reason, everyone is believing it. I'm like, of course they are. They couldn't even be bothered to read two sentences of the LA Times article. Of course they're going to believe whatever they're told.
And she says, well, all I did was ask you questions. She goes, no, you accused me. Rena goes, yeah, you called her a liar. And she goes, yeah, you called me a liar. I mean, these Kyle... Rena, Dorit. Well, Dorit's kind of staying out of it, mostly, for this one. But they are so obvious at this point, you know? Just, like, ganging up on one person. And then they show the clip of this Sutton supposedly saying Erica's such a big liar. And they said, so you're saying Erica's a liar? She says, well, I think that Erica has lied to us. Yes.
Yeah.
Erica had lied to you. It was proven millions of times throughout the season.
And Kyle jumps down Crystal's throat for bringing up something a year ago, but Erica brings up something from last year. Crickets.
Yes. So then Sutton's like, well, do you feel good about how you treated me? She's absolutely, bitch. I'd go 1,000 times again. And there's a pattern. There's Crystal, there's Erica, and now there's Doreen, and now it's all Sutton. Now, what is the common denominator in everything we're talking about tonight? Well, you've...
Bambi.
Bambi's eaten all of their steaks.
Bambi's eaten all of their food. That is the common denominator.
So Rena's like, we're getting a little bit away from the issue that has just happened, which was Dorit got held at gunpoint. She saved herself and her children's lives. And Garcelle never thanked Harry for the tomato sauce that he made her.
And Crystal's like, look, I don't want to take anything away from that. And Rena's like, you know, your feelings are valid. And Rena's wondering why they just can't sit there and be there for Dorit right now. I'm like, because it's you guys. That's why. And you're on a show. So
because this hasn't been about Dorit this whole time. This has been about you guys preening for the cameras and then talking about everything the second Dorit leaves the room.
Yeah. So then Dorit's like, guys, I'm just trying to understand what's the correlation between what happened with me and upsetting Crystal. I'm just trying to understand. So Crystal's like, you know what? I'm done. And Garcia's like, no, she doesn't understand. She goes, they're never going to understand. So I'm not going to talk about it anymore. You know, there's only so much how you can express how you feel. And if someone doesn't accept how you feel, you let it go. And Kyle's like, oh, but I, apples and oranges are things that Bambi's eating right now, actually. Can someone get the fruit bowl? Thanks.
And Carl's like, yeah, but every person here is allowed to ... And Crystal says, I understand how you feel, okay? I'm not allowed to feel violated. And Carl's like, Crystal, you're being so dramatic. Each situation is different, okay? And she's like, I'm not saying the situations are the same. I'm saying the reaction to this situation is triggering to me. That's all.
Yeah. I also really love Kyle's way of defending the accusation that she basically is minimizing how Crystal feels. And Kyle's response is, you're being so dramatic right now.
Yes. And so Kyle's like, Crystal, you're being so dramatic. And I understand, but I'm allowed to react to this situation this way and your situation another way. Okay. And she goes, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Apples to oranges. And Garcelle's like, just stop saying apples to oranges. I mean, it's a different scenario, but it's her feelings. And Crystal goes, my feelings are irrelevant to them. And Dorit goes, that's not true.
That's not true, cry baby.
And so Crystal's like, it is, get real. And she goes, are you out of your fucking mind? And so Garcelle's like, this is how she feels. You're not validating how she feels right now.
And Crystal goes, I'm expressing my feelings to you, and you're telling me I'm wrong. And Dorit, you've been through a lot, and I don't want to do this with you, so I'm leaving. This doesn't feel like a safe space. And then it cuts to Dorit to us going, really poor choice of words, considering what I've just been through. Okay, not a terrible point, but 9 people have said triggering.
I know. So. Yes, and you did say, I let myself in earlier. So Crystal's like, you guys will never validate someone's feelings unless you, and she points at Kyle, she says, unless you can understand it. That's the truth. And I was like, not a bad point. I kind of appreciated that. She goes, I've expressed so much about my history, my pain, to tell you guys how I feel, and you guys just don't listen. You guys just don't care. And Kyle's like, of course I care. It's just that apples and oranges, apples and oranges.
And Dorit yells at one point. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? So yeah. She goes like, she goes crazy. So Crystal's like, I'm out of here. You know, this is too dramatic. I don't like this, but I just don't want to be here anymore. And Diana's like, well, I've got to go. I'm her bodyguard. So goodbye, store people.
Good luck on your, what do they call it? Sale. So this store goes on water and sales. Congratulations. Looking forward to that.
So Dorit's like, but so now Dorit and Kyle are doing the slut pig thing where they're standing right above her. They're both standing, kind of looking down at Crystal, who's still sitting. And they're like, Dorit's like, I don't want you to think I don't care about your feelings. I do. I care about them. And Garcelle's like, if you care, then just let her have this. Just let her have this.
And Kyle's like, but your feelings are not validated. And Dorit's like, if I had any idea you were in this space and I held it inside, I want to understand.
Life is not a parking garage. You don't need to be validated, okay? You can do whatever the fuck you want. There's no lines you gotta park in between. Your feelings do not always need to be validated, everybody, okay? My feelings are very rarely validated. I have them anyway, okay? Here's how you combat that. Instead of getting your card stamped, go up to the validator and say, fuck you! Care what you fucking think? I park where I want, bitch!
I think that they just got tangled up in terminology, because I think ultimately what Crystal is upset about is that she feels like her feelings are being treated differently than other people's feelings. And she wants someone to acknowledge that, yes, that is true. And no one's willing to acknowledge that. So I think, and then when they start talking about validation, it gets like, starts moving into like, you know, pop psychology, et cetera, but, or regular psychology, who knows? So either way, Crystal wins because she leaves with the richest person in the room. So congratulations, you did it right. She and Diana and Sutton all head off. And then Bambi, of course. Of course, Bambi's up on the counter just like going for that tuna tartare. And by the way, we didn't mention that when the food was served, Kyle was like, you guys, this is like the best restaurant in all of La Quinta. And it was like tuna tartare and everything. And the restaurant was like, Mario's Pizza and Grill. And I was like, enjoy that tuna tartare from Mario's Pizza and Grill.
Oh gosh. So then once they're gone, Kyle's like, well, I mean, I want to validate feelings. It's just like everything's been fine with Crystal. And then tonight, like, things are not fine with Crystal. Like, I don't get it. And Erica goes, well, she likes to sweep things under the rug, but the fact is, she doesn't feel validated. She's got unresolved feelings. And you know what? The truth was discovered tonight, ladies. The truth was revealed.
Non-slander.
So Diana's like,
sometimes things are good and sometimes things are bad. Like Erica's deep moments with Erica.
So Diana's in the car. Diana's like, how did that escalate? It was so strange. All those poor people fighting together. And Sutton's like,
was there only one potato left? Tell me what happened. I haven't seen this kind of fighting. And Crystal's like, well, Sutton apologized for not validating my feelings. And that happened last year. And Sutton's like, well, yeah, last year was hard for me because, you know, I really had to learn to listen because that is how you felt. Now, was it stupid and it's insane and beautiful? Of course, but you know what? I still respect your way to be stupid and insane. I'm here for you. I'm here for you, friend.
Crystal's like, you know, I had an eating disorder, and it's like, it doesn't matter how I feel. She goes, I never look for people to validate my emotions, but to have a gang of people tell you that you can't feel that way, it's very intense. Just let me have my feelings. And Diana's like, but that's not how you should feel with friends. It's like, she just said, let her have her feelings, and you're saying you shouldn't feel that way. Well, I mean, she's saying it in a nice way. She's saying your friends, with friends should you should never feel alone. Right.
Your friends should make you feel like you're never alone.
Right. It's just a funny use of words to respond to that. And Sutton's like,
I mean, that's true, but I never saw you naked. Just so you remember. I'm a very sensitive person.
Okay. I'm sincere. I never saw you naked.
Yeah. So then back with the other ladies, Drew's like, well, the takeaway is correlation. What a word. Am I right?
Yeah. Kyle's like, yeah, what is the takeaway tonight? And Garcelle's like, I don't know, but we need to order some because of your damn dog. But anyway, let everyone feel the way they want to feel, you know? And Erica goes,
you know what? Let's just hear her out and not judge her.
And they're like,
look at you, voice of reason, Erica Girardi. So, so smart and wonderful and fashionable. You are great, Erica. How are you?
Yes, and that brings us to the end of Beverly Hills.
Well, that was delightful. Everyone, thanks for listening and watching. We'll be back tomorrow with our Lady Gang episode. And then for those who are listening in the U.S., have a wonderful 3-day weekend. And we will be back next week. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClelland.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.